96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
We like to party.
Yes, it is prom party season. Time for gowns, tuxedos, and making a big fashion statement as your youngster prepares to graduate from high school. Big rite of passage going on right now. But how can they make that prom statement classy and appropriate? What are the do's and the don'ts of prom etiquette? And how do you prevent those prom night social media faux pas that could follow you forever? Well, we have a couple of experts to help you navigate your youngster through the choppy waters of prom night. My guests are fashion stylist Deidre Jeffries of Epsilon Atelier and Ian Williams, executive director of DC Fashion Week. Okay, parents, listen up. If your child has not gone to the prom yet, and if you still have time to do some last-minute shopping or some last-minute adjusting, you want to pay attention to this conversation. Give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow me on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Ian and Deidre, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, so you all remember your proms, first of all, right?
Of course.
I do.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to, and you're both smiling, so it's a good thing.
It was a great experience.
Okay, but let's start, and Ian, let me start with you. What are the big mistakes that are made when it comes to dressing for the modern prom?
Well, it's a double-edged sword. First, parents should use the school guidelines to set the example. We are seeing a lot of scantily clad teens, and that is sending, for most, it is sending the wrong message. We think the main culprit of that is that they do not have that dominant male figure in their life, so that they are putting on clothes that gets them attention, and they like that attention, and they find that that's the way to do it. Mm-hmm. We have a young lady who's wearing a dress that was inspired by Beyonce, and of course we know she's very influential to pop culture, but the dress that she wore to the Met Gala is not intended to be an inspiration for a prom dress.
That see-through thing that Beyonce was wearing.
Right, but that is a trend. You know, and as a designer, design clothing for adult women, but I use teenage girls. And often with social media, with, you know, popular people like the Kardashians and things like that, these women see, these young girls, they see what pop culture has to offer, and they want to emulate that, and society has begun to kind of accept that.
Deidre, how can we get our young ladies to the prom looking appropriate but not too sexy? Talk to me about some of the details that just aren't right for prom.
Well, I would first offer that what we have to do with our young women, mm-hmm, is impress upon them that what they see across all the social media platforms is not reality for them. They have a future that's beginning just now. The prom is kind of a rite of passage. You're growing up, you're looking at colleges, universities, and your career and the rest of your life, and your potential life partner.
Mm-hmm.
So what you don't want to do is wear a dress that just barely covers your private parts.
Like my mother says, too much clavage. You know, just too much going, or way too much going on up front. And, you know, or splits all the way to breakfast.
All the way to breakfast.
Yeah.
And round the back to dinner.
And all the way around the back to dinner.
And so what we do is we really, really, really have to kind of drive them back to our value system. you really want to impress upon the young lady that something romantic, something off the shoulder or backless is better than a plunging neckline that's going to show both of your breasts.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, a thigh slit up to her private parts. And mm-hmm. so there's a way to allow them to be young and show some skin. But you can achieve that with better fabric, cutouts that are well placed, and just doing things a little more elegantly, showing them new choices.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about prom pride, making sure that the prom is PG and not and not X-rated, for example. If you are a parent, if you've been having a little struggle with what your youngster, particularly your daughter, for example, may be wearing, give us a call. We'd like to hear about your experiences. And also, we don't want to forget about the guys either, because I've seen some really, really interesting outfits, you know, that the guys have been wearing too. But but I will say, you know, I'll pat myself on the back. You know, my daughter went to her prom. Maya went to her prom on Saturday. Or was it? No, last Friday. And she, what was it? It was Saturday. Yeah, I can't, you know, my memory's going. And the dress got rave reviews. And she was covered. The only question that was raised was that the dress was form-fitting. And she has a lovely figure. Even if I say so myself, but it wasn't tight. Is there a difference between tight and form fitting?
Sure.
Talk to me about that.
And I think that at 17, these young women are standing there in all their glory. Everything's mm-hmm. neat and tucked. They don't really have to do much to wear a nice form fitting gown. But the difference is the choice of fabric. If they have this one layer of stretched spandex, you're going to see every undergarment. It's going to look awful on them. You'll see the print of all of her parts, and it just won't be appropriate. It'll go terribly wrong. You have to choose, if she wants to wear something that shows off her silhouette, you have to choose a really good double-faced fabric that'll hold her in and really give a nice, neat, smooth appearance. And then you want to pay attention to the type of undergarments she's wearing.
Well, before you get into that, because that's critical, I want to go to the phone lines. I want to hear from our listeners at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's talk about that prom. Let's go to D, calling from Tacoma Park. D, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. So hey. I am a class sponsor for the school that I teach at in Tacoma Park. And what we did with our young ladies is to have them look like young ladies is there was a dress code policy that we put out prior to the prom, prior to the young lady purchasing their dresses, where they had to get their dresses approved. And if you look at our pictures on Instagram, we had our own little hashtag, you can see that our young ladies look like young ladies. Our gentlemen look like gentlemen. They had to wear a sports coat. And the comments that we received from the place that we held our prom from the staff was astounding. Like, your young ladies look like young ladies, where, you know, I was speaking to them and I didn't have to look away because I didn't know where to look because, you know, there was so much skin being exposed. And that was just compliments to the standard that we have set at our school. And so sometimes if you give them a standard and have them something to that they need to uphold, I think they'll live up to that standard and recognize the reasons why we have these things in place is because we want them to be respected. We want them to be classy. We want them to still have a good time, but still be respectful in that sense at the same time.
Dee, what was the reaction of the students to the dress code policy?
Well, because this has been going on for so long, it's just one of the, it's just the culture of our school.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't something that was fought against. Like, you know, girls would come to me, they would ask, is this okay? Would this be approved? And I'm like, it'll be fine. You just bring the neckline up a little bit. Can we adjust the slit? And, you know, our young ladies look fabulous, like fabulous.
Well, there you go.
I'm proud to say that. Like, we didn't have issues with any of our girls. We didn't have pushback from our students. they had a really good time and conducted themselves in such a manner.
Excellent. Dee, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about prom dress, prom fashion, prom etiquette as well. Tony, calling from Elkridge. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, everybody.
Hey, how are you?
All right, I'm gonna say this much, sir. You know, I'm in the law enforcement field. And
okay.
I'm gonna say this, and you know, when it comes to, and I've dealt with crimes pertaining to sex crimes, and mm-hmm. it irritates me because when you talk to some of these people, it's because of the dress. And so my thing is this: I fought that stuff all the way back to the parent. It's the parent's fault because wherever the head goes, the body will follow. So if the mother is supposed to be the teacher of the child, the very first teacher of the child is the mother, because whatever she adopts, that's what the child or the daughter is going to think that's normal.
So let me be clear about what you're saying here, Tony, and allow me maybe to paraphrase a little bit. Are you suggesting that we just need to be careful with how we are dressing our children, particularly for these events? You know, certainly, you know, criminals are criminals, and you could wear a potato sack and they could attack somebody. But what you're suggesting is that we still need to be aware of how our prom goers are looking, particularly the young ladies.
Yes, sir, because I have twin girls. Mm-hmm. And my twin girls, they're 18 years old. And they, my babies, funny story real quick, and I know you got to go.
Yeah, quickly now.
When they came to that point or their cycle, I freaked out. And, you know, and their mother was like, look, I already take care of that. So what I'm saying is that this, there has to be some type of structure. There mm-hmm. has to be structure there. So it has to start from the parent. And then once the parent instills into that child, hey, this is not normal. When you're a young lady, you're supposed to be dressed this way, and this way. Then the child would, at first, she would in turn adopt to that. So that's all I'm going to say, is that I really think that it goes back to the parent.
Okay. Well, Tony, thank you so much. I appreciate your input. Ian, your thoughts about what he's sharing with us.
Well, I definitely think that we have to establish the guidelines, because not all parents raise their children the same. So when you're having a school function and it is involving different people and different backgrounds, then you use the guidelines. I also think that two women can wear the exact same dress and have a different attitude and be perceived differently. I don't think anyone, no matter what you have on, whether you're barely dressed or completely dressed, that is an invitation for you to be violated by a criminal. So I just want to make that part clear.
Yes.
So as an adult woman, you're free to wear whatever you want. I'm a definite believer of that. Wear it, own it. It doesn't have to meet, you know, the masses' approval. If you like it and you love it, you spent your good hard-earned money on it, then own that. When it comes to the proms, I think that there's a generational gap. And with that, we're seeing what we think is maybe too liberal. But if we go back to our high school proms, our grandparents, our parents probably thought that we were being too liberal, where we wore mini skirts or, you know, or whatever the case may be. So when you're dealing with the organizations, of course, follow the guidelines. And then that sets the example, as you heard the other caller say, they kind of forewarned everyone that this is what we're going to do. You're going to get the approval, and then everyone can have a great time. But when you don't have those guidelines in place and you leave it up to the students to wear what they want to wear, then that's where you start having problems. But I think it's the attitude, because there's a beautiful dress that was the topic of all proms last season. And it's because of the regalness of the young designer. She was bullied. She made her own prom dress, but her cleavage is completely out.
Hmm.
But because she wore it with such, you know, regalness, that it was well received.
Was she
but
it could have been the full skirt.
The full skirt. Cleavage is completely out, and it was impressive. But
the balance makes it acceptable, I believe.
But she carried like a woman
and cover everything else.
Oh wow! Yeah, and someone just sent me a picture of it. This is a burgundy dress with the. That's amazing.
The dress is amazing, but again, it just depends on
a lot going on there, though.
How you wear it.
I need to take a break, but. If you want to get in on this conversation, want to hear what your experiences are, what your thoughts about prom dresses are, and we're also going to talk about prom etiquette, what guys should do when they pick up their date. Don't go empty-handed. Do not go empty-handed, fellas. You want to dress to impress. You want your manners to be right. You want to make sure she gets home at a decent time. Here, we're going to talk about all of that. And we're also going to talk about fashion as well. What's trending right now for proms? 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next. with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be taking your phone calls in just a bit.